complaints began emerging in the media late last year about the automatically generated debt notices that Centrelink has been sending to current and former payment recipients. And the Commonwealth Ombudsman is being asked to investigate the automated debt recovery system amid reports of wrongly issued notices. And independent MP Andrew Wilkie is adding his voice to criticism of the method that he says has frightened some people into repaying debts they might not even owe. Now, an online campaign is sharing accounts of people disputing the amounts they are said to owe the federal government agency. Lindsay Jackson helped create the Not My Debt website and social media pages. She says some of the most socio-economically vulnerable people are being incorrectly sent letters demanding repayment.
These are not people that have defrauded the system. These are people that have legitimately followed the processes that are set up and that Centrelink was designed for, and they've done all the right things, and now 3, 4, 5 years later, they're being hit with these debts. And that's a dangerous precedent to be setting.
The automated system was introduced in July by the federal government to recover around $4 billion in estimated welfare overpayments. The system cross-references data from the Australian Tax Office with Centrelink income records to identify potential discrepancies. Lindsay Jackson says in some cases, money earned when a person wasn't receiving Centrelink payments has been used to retrospectively determine eligibility. She says it puts people in a difficult situation.
A lot of people with debts that go back a number of years, and just the amount that is required to appeal the debt, like the number of payslips and the process that you have to go through, is quite onerous. And a lot of people are just paying the debt. So that's really quite concerning.
The state government-funded service, Legal Aid in Victoria, has also expressed concern. Spokesman Dan Nicholson says while people can appeal the debt notices, some may find it too difficult to do.
People with a mental illness or people for whom English isn't the first language, and they might find it very difficult to pull together the information that Centrelink needs or to navigate Centrelink's very inaccessible systems.
He's calling on the federal government to temporarily pause computerised debt recovery until any issues are resolved.
We're putting too much onus on ordinary people to correct Centrelink's blunt and inaccurate system of data matching. So to me, the real question is what the government and what Centrelink should be doing. And in our opinion, that is suspending this system until all the problems are fixed.
But the Minister for Social Services, Christian Porter, has defended the program, saying there have been fewer than 300 formal complaints so far. He told the ABC it has recovered some $300 million since the start of the 2016-2017 financial year and is working well.
Since the start of the financial year, we've sent out 169,000 review letters. These are not debt letters. These are letters which use automated cross-referencing of information from the ATO to information received at Centrelink, which shows that there might be a discrepancy. They are polite letters, an initial letter which go to a welfare recipient saying that an issue has arisen, that there may be a discrepancy and we require some further information. You can go online and do that in a very seamless and easy way.
The Federal Opposition's Human Services spokeswoman, Linda Burney, says she has received complaints about allegedly erroneous debt notices. Ms. Burney says Labor supports debt recovery but sees problems with the way it is being done.
The issue is that the algorithm or the method that's being used in this case is totally wrong. It has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. The Australian Taxation Office averages out your salary over 12 months, and that is what's being used in this dragnet approach that Centrelink and Minister Tudge is saying is working well. Now, if you send out 169,000 letters, what's missing is any human oversight.
Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says he has received over 100 complaints about the debt notices and is asking the Commonwealth Ombudsman to investigate. He describes the issues as systemic and says they are causing harm to the community.
I've had people approaching me who have been frightened, absolutely scared, people who are just paying the money because they are so frightened by this very official letter. I've had at least four people now approach me in my office who I would describe as presenting as suicidal, and in all those cases we've taken what action we thought was appropriate. I mean, this is terrifying people, and we've got a government who's saying there's no problem, a government that's crowing about how it's going to save the money.
That was Independent MP Andrew Wilkie ending this report produced by Michelle Rimmer.